Amazing. That is amazing. 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 Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. I have with me very, very interesting guys today. I have, and I'm going to have to let them say their own name. These are not American names.
Right? Okay.
I have with me
Hafiz Balku.
Hafiz Balku.
Yeah.
So you can do it?
Right, right on.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
And Chris Bilo.
Perfect.
Isn't exactly. That amazing?
Yes.
And they are co-hosts of the Roommates podcast. Thank you guys for coming.
Appreciate you, man.
I totally appreciate it. Yeah. How did you start your podcast? What made you decide to do it and what did, you know?
So we have like a mutual friend from college and he needed a place to stay because he was coming from Atlanta visiting Houston.
Right.
And it was funny because like I had this book and it was like, hey, like Chris, this guy's coming over, you know, you're reading his book, so he should be cool. Just let him stay over for a little bit. I was like, man, bump him. I don't care about him. I don't know this guy. Yeah. Don't bring him over here.
Especially if he's black.
Especially if he's black. I'm already living South Park. It's getting ridiculous. I just heard gunshots 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, dog. Ain't nobody coming up here.
Yeah.
So they pursued and cool. I was like, all right, he come over. And it turns out that I was actually reading his book, so it's not just a normal black guy.
That's right. This is one of those good ones.
That's not. Well, subjective.
You said it.
You said it, not me. Subjective. So I was like, well, let the good black guy come in.
Yeah.
And I think we were just talking one night, and I guess we just had some great conversations, bonded really well, and not only me, but the guys in the house. And then Hafiz was like, we should start a podcast about conversations that a lot of black men not having.
Yeah.
That's how everything got started.
That's amazing. That's good. Yeah. You went to college?
Yeah.
Which one?
I went to Troy University.
Is that a black school?
Nah.
Oh. Troy's in Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about you?
You should know that, man. From Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must not have went to college.
Damn. No. You don't like college? You don't like school?
Uh-uh.
You don't like books?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you don't like
black money. People don't read.
Black people don't read. Or right. You don't read.
Where's the best place to hide money from blacks?
Don't say a lot. Yeah, yeah, please, go ahead.
I'm going to alley oop to the
In a book.
But yeah, I went to college. I went to the University of Houston.
So you guys on your podcast, you talk about spirituality and men.
Yeah.
One thing that you talked about, I really want to understand, you talk about emotional and spiritual health.
Yeah.
What is emotional health?
Yeah, no, I think emotional health to me is in line with mental health in an extent. I think a lot of times a lot of guys are dealing with a lot of past pain, a lot of past trauma from the fatherhood wound, from situation going in society. So a lot of times they use drugs, vices, women to master pain. So one of the things we want these guys to be is more healthy. Mm-hmm. And so we want these guys to be able to, you know, one, not just be, you know, declawed and just pacified, but we want them to be strong, we want them to be valiant, but we also want them to be emotionally stable. And so emotional health to me is that state of being where you no longer are using vices to master your pain, but you can articulate your pain, you can actually control yourself and live a healthy, sustainable life.
Is it possible to overcome the pain that's caused by the mother?
By just specifically the mother?
Did you say the mother or the father?
No, I said the father's wound, but it could be anybody.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Any type
isn't
of wound.
Isn't it most, it's a pain caused mostly by mothers and not by fathers?
Well, that's subjective. I don't know. I don't know the research, but it really depends. Like you said, it could be a father, it could be a mother, it could be.
But most of the time it's a mother, right?
Right? Are you asking me right?
Yeah.
I don't. What do you think? Flip that back around. I see what's going on. I see what's going on.
You're the one that's helping them overcome it. emotionally and
so you're
and
asking
to be healthy.
In
I'm asking
our
you,
experience,
is
what,
it caused by the mother or the father?
From our personal experience, a lot of times it's caused by the father, but I wouldn't want to say it's caused by the father, like the father did something intentionally. Yeah. I think a lot of times it was the omission of the father, which causes a lot of confusion, a lot of anger, a lot of resentment for the people that we deal with. Some people, like you, might deal with people who have the mother wound, and that could be the overbearing mother, you know, or the devouring mother, you know, who controls them, who abuses them, who emasculates them. So that
or
could
overprotects
be your,
them.
Yeah, all those things.
So I've noticed that 95% of men, especially black men, have been traumatized by their mothers.
In
what
way?
The mothers lie to them and tell them it's the father. But it's really the mother who's causing the traumas. But because the mothers like to control, she turned the kids away from the father to her, so that boys and girls start to identify with the mother, and they believe the lie that it's the father. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I believe there's definitely good men and good women, bad women. So if sure, there are mothers out there intentionally feeding lies and being manipulative to their kids, and blaming the father and hiding their, you know, bad decisions and all their trauma and stuff. So yeah, I can believe
it. Have you noticed that it's almost impossible for a woman to be honest about herself?
Depending on the situation.
Have you ever seen an honest woman about herself?
That's a good question. I see what you got going on. <You know? laughs> I see what you got. It's a good question. It depends on the situation. To me. I've seen women take responsibility.
Have you ever seen a woman be honest about herself?
In certain situations, yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a woman say, your father left not because of you, he loved you, but he couldn't handle me?
If that sentence? I haven't heard that sentence. No, that sentence was never told to me. So no.
Have you ever heard it?
That sentence? No.
Have you ever heard a woman say your father didn't love you? That's why he left.
No. Well, I have both of my parents.
So are you asking from our personal experience, or are you saying from the people that we're encouraging?
The people you're dealing with.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right. My father was home. My mother was home. Everybody was home.
Did your mother control your father?
No.
He was over your mother?
We ain't talking about me right now. We're going to talk about something else. We're going to move on. God damn, I see what you got going on.
Your father and mother were together?
Yeah.
And then your mother control your father?
Never for a minute.
He was over her?
So what? My father definitely was the leader.
He was the head of your mother?
He was the head of the family.
How about your mother?
Was he in charge? Yeah.
Was he the head of your mother?
I believe so.
Was he?
I believe so.
Were your father the head of your mother?
He was the leader.
Was he the head of your mother?
So defined what? Head. Defined head.
Because
it's getting ridiculous now.
But you guys are the spiritual, emotional, and spiritual people who help these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was just sure you'd be able to answer. You're my guest here.
No, but
you'd be able to answer those questions.
There's a difference between what we would define as a head and what you define as a head.
But I want to know what you guys, because you're the experts.
Well, we never said we're the experts. We use our experience to go ahead and speak to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we definitely do have our thoughts and ideas in regards to what the head is, but I don't know. I know how you get down sometimes, so sometimes what you say the head is may not be what I say the head is.
How do you know how I get down?
I've seen yourself before.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen, especially the DC Young Fly one.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was entertaining. I enjoyed myself.
That boy did everything but turn his flips.
Hey, I like DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him too.
He funny. Funny guy. Answer your email, DC.
So,
I told him to answer his email.
Oh.
He's getting ridiculous.
And so, do you date? Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Do you date?
Do I date? Yeah.
How about you?
Not married. I do date.
And do the women control you who you're dating?
Define control.
Period. Just control.
I don't think so.
Why do you don't think so?
Because I do what I want most of the time.
Is there a possibility they may be controlling you?
If they're good enough.
So what is spiritual health? Are you a Christian?
I identify as Christian, yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Your podcast covers spiritual and emotional and spiritual health. What is spiritual health?
To me, it's like whatever, we're not like a Christian-based podcast where we just talk about just straight Christianity, but we reflect on our lives and we identify as Christians, so we use that in our conversations. So to me, spiritual health is whatever you believe, and as far as like if you're going towards being a better person, going after being obedient to whatever you believe. To me, that's what spiritual health is. Just being obedient and really, you know, going after whatever plan, whatever man, woman, brother, sister, mother, father, wife, husband, that God has you to be your best self, basically.
What do you mean by being obedient?
So sometimes there's a, it's like when you identify in a religion, sometimes they have like, you know, you should not murder, you shall not lie, you shall not cheat. Obviously we're all not perfect, but we should strive to be perfect. So being obedient is something where it's like, I'm trying to be more like whatever person you believe in my case, be more like Jesus. And since I believe that he was perfect, to be obedient is to walk in that perfection as best way I can.
Are you perfect?
No, hell no, not even close, no.
Are you a sinner?
Yes.
Are you a sinner?
Yeah.
And so you're a Christian as well?
Yeah.
And so were you a sinner before you were born again?
Yeah, definitely.
And then after you're born again, you're still a sinner?
Yeah, I think so.
Same thing for you? So nothing changed?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Jesse. I think sometimes when you use a word, you got to define what it means, right?
Yes.
So if you're saying by definition a sinner is somebody who commits a sin, and therefore we're all sinners until we die, we're resurrected, and we become perfect. But if you're saying if you're a sinner by somebody who lives in habitual sin, who's constantly sinning no matter what, and never repenting, never turning away from their sin, and never trying to be obedient to God, then by that definition, no. But in regards to are we human beings who fall short, who do sin, even though we have been redeemed by God? Yes, we all are, and all people
so
are.
So you
like
were
that.
A sinner before you were born again, right?
Yeah.
And then after you were born again, you still sin.
Yes.
You too.
Yes.
So how do you know you're born again if you're still a sinner?
It's two parts. You repent for your sins. You repent from your old self and from all the past doing you wrong. You realize that, okay, I know that I'm not perfect, and I know I need a savior to get me to where I want to get, and you believe that Jesus died on the cross to get me into the right standing with God. So you repent and you believe. That's how you know.
Do you believe that you can be perfect now?
Nah, I don't think that's I think it's impossible.
You think it's impossible? So was God lying when he asked us to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect?
No, I think that command for perfection is about...
No, he tell you to be it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Matthew 5:43, be perfect, your Heavenly Father is perfect. Yeah, I definitely know that verse. And I definitely know that as believers, we're called to live a life of perfection.
Why would God ask you to be perfect as he is perfect? And you say you can't be it.
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think there's a lot of different schools of thought theologically in regards to what you believe for that. But one of my biggest things is I look at what Paul was saying in Romans chapter 7, just about being in this body of death, mm-hmm. you know, being in this flesh. And unfortunately, like, there's good that we want to do that we do not do. And there's, you know, bad that we do not want to do, but we unfortunately do it. So I definitely believe that, unfortunately, God calls us to do good because... and calls us not to sin, because by not sinning, we not only don't hurt us, we don't hurt other people, we don't hurt him. So the command is always to not sin. But unfortunately, in this flesh, in this human body, we do fall short. And that's what the Holy Spirit is to empower us.
So when he said, be perfect as I am perfect, be holy as your Father's holy, he was just playing?
No, I think that verse, in regards to my school of theological thought, this verse is more about sanctification than perfection.
What's
right?
sanctification?
So basically, the sanctification is a theological term meaning being more and more like God. So like, let's say in regards
to... That's why you said be perfect, because he is perfect.
Let me break it down for you, Jesse. So there's three parts in regards to the salvation process, right? Yep. There's justification, mm-hmm. there's sanctification, and there's glorification.
Who told you that?
I mean, you look at it in the Bible.
All that is in the Bible?
All of it's in the Bible.
That's not in the Bible.
Well, you probably haven't been reading, Jesse.
No. Where is justification, sanctification, and whatification you mentioned?
Okay.
Where is that in the Bible?
So that's great. So if you have the Bible app, you want to go pull it out?
No, that's not in the Bible.
Well, do you have the Bible app so we can go ahead and pull it open?
What Bible you read?
Jesse,
do you read a gay Bible?
No. Do you have the Bible app?
He just...
Do you have the Bible app so we can go ahead and pull it open? We can go verse by verse.
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
Ah, yeah. We got him.
No.
Come on, man.
Find it for me while you're in the Bible, and then I need it.
Go get my phone and get the Bible app?
Oh no, that's okay. you agree with what he just said about sanctification?
Wait, let me break it down to you, Jesse.
You don't think you're going to let him explain it?
Can I break it
make
down?
Make it short because of time.
I'll make it short. Justification is being made right by God, is being saved. Sanctification is being more like God, where you go from being a habitual sinner to being more like Christ every day. And glorification is that after you die, you become perfect.
Who made that up? That's not in the Bible.
Yeah, okay.
That's not even in the Bible.
Jesse, I promise you,
Don't go back to that church.
Huh? I promise you, you haven't read it in a long time.
Do you go to a female church?
No.
What?
You're trying really hard, but the problem is
I'm not trying anything. I wanted to ask, do you guys deal with feelings and emotions for men?
Are you human?
See how he tried to switch it? He just can't do it, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But do we deal with feelings and emotions?
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely do.
And what do you say to men about feelings and emotions?
In regards to, is it healthy? Is
how
it
do
bad?
You deal with it with men?
So I think in regards to, like, some people will define a masculine frame as a man who's not, doesn't allow other people to mess him up emotionally, right? Mm-hmm. So having a masculine frame is that you know that you're strong, that you know that you're stable, and you don't let the negativities, the instabilities of other people affect you. So I definitely will tell men that the very first thing is to make sure that you have your own individual identity, your mm-hmm. own control over your emotions, and don't let other people's emotions affect you, and that's holding a masculine frame.
Should a man be emotional and feeling and all that kind of stuff? Should he be that way at all?
Yeah, I think he definitely should feel his emotions to really, like Hafiz said, really just own up to it and really just go after it and embrace it, because it makes you human. Like, it's just you have a mask on of being so tough and so bravado and just walking around when you're just hurting inside.
What's a man?
What is a man?
Yeah. What is a man?
What do you mean by that? What makes a man a man, or what is a man?
What is a man?
You have a penis?
No, I'm asking you first. What, besides the physical body part, what is a man?
What do you mean by that?
You don't know what that even means?
I'm asking you, what do you mean by that?
What is, you don't understand the question.
I don't understand the question.
I know I'm black and slow, right?
So, ooh, I may so be what are you calling wrong. Me?
No, me.
Oh, okay.
I'm black and slow. You smart. What is a man?
What is a man?
What is a man?
I don't know what you mean by the question.
What is a man?
I don't know.
So I personally would define a man is as an adult, well, as a male who's grown up and chosen to take responsibility for his actions, for his community, and for his family. That's what I see as a difference between a boy and a man. I think a boy is irresponsible. A boy only worries about himself. A boy is selfish. But when you become a man, like Paul said, you put away childish things so that you take responsibility yourself.
What's the difference between a man and a woman?
So I think the difference between a man and a woman
is men and women.
A man is an adult male, and a woman is an adult female. So in regards to biology, there's obviously biological differences.
Right.
But what you're saying in regards to responsibility, I think an adult male and adult female are both human beings created by God. So both of them have the same responsibility to be mature, to love their family, to love their communities, and to love themselves as best as possible.
Are women feelings and emotional? Are they into feelings and emotion?
I think that's a strength and a curse for some of them.
Are they into that?
Do women are into feelings and emotions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think women, what do you mean into?
Is that like, more of a woman thing than a man thing?
To be emotional?
To be into feelings and emotions.
I would agree with that, generally speaking.
You agree with that?
Yes.
So any man that's into feelings and emotion, is he a woman?
No.
Look at that. That's a false equivalency.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
So you agree that any man that's into emotions is a woman?
No. Do you have emotions?
Do you have
emotions?
Do I agree any man
that's into feelings
into,
and emotion
that has feelings and emotions
who are into feelings and emotions
is a woman?
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous
that,
question.
Like, you answer that question because I can't. Like, you got to think about that. Any man who's into feelings automatically transforms into a woman?
Is that the nature of a woman? When a man is like that, does he have a woman's identity?
If a man is into his feelings and emotions, then he adopts a woman's identity.
And that's the problem. That's why men don't show emotions, because this question right here. Because that makes them
that's
feminine.
Crazy.
That's ridiculous. And that's part of the problem.
I think what you're doing is describing a negative thing that women do to the extreme of being uncontrolled in regards to emotions.
Feelings and emotions are negative?
No, you're talking about the extreme of that. When you're being hyper-emotional, when you're letting...
I didn't say hyper or anything. I just asked...
It's feelings, so it's happiness...
Any man that's into feelings and emotions, is that a woman?
Happiness is a feeling, so a man into happiness is a woman. That's incorrect. Sadness is a feeling.
So men and women have the same nature?
Do men and women have the same nature? Like, in regards to what?
In
regards to being human, in regards to having emotions, in regards to feeling pain, in regards to feeling happy, yes. But in regards to what?
You say the same thing. Men and women have the same emotions.
Happiness? Yeah. Have you been happy before? Please, just answer that question. Have you been happy before?
I have been happy before. So
does that make you a woman?
At that time, it was the nature of a woman.
Like when you're, so when he's happy, now you adopt the nature of a woman when you're happy.
A man should be at peace, not happiness. Happiness is a temporary false identity. That's why when you're not happy, you feel worse. Then you go back to happy, you feel up. When you're not happy, you're down. But when you have perfect peace, you're the same always.
Well, I would argue that's I would argue that's unhealthy. I think that
it's unhealthy to have peace.
No, I would argue that's unhealthy to not feel.
Why do you need to be feeling?
Because life is ebbs and flows, Jesse. It's like the seasons. Sometimes it's summer, sometimes it's winter.
So that means you're gonna be up and flows.
Well, I think that's a great question in regards to like how high and how low. I think you're right. I think a man should be stable, right?
Like, and so how can he be stable if he's not if he doesn't have peace, but he just have happiness?
Like,
you noticed that women who are into happiness, they're up and down, they drive you crazy.
But to that
have
point,
you noticed that?
But Jesse, to
that,
but to that point, I think that
I think women gonna drive you crazy regardless.
But no, what I was saying, when something good happens, like let's say a birth of your child, like you had a child, you would be happy, right? If something bad happens, like someone unfortunately lost their father, they'd be sad. So like I said, life has ebbs and flows. Obviously, you want to be as stable and consistent as possible, but when good times happen, obviously it's going to increase your happiness, and when bad times happen, it's going to increase
your sorrow. Should a child of God, a son or a daughter of God, be that way, up and down with flows?
I think that...
Should they?
All, yes. I think...
Would you say that?
Did you read Philippians? Have you read the book of Philippians?
That's a good question. Have you read Philippians?
You think a son of or a daughter of God should be up and down emotional?
Have you read the book of Philippians?
Should a man be logical or emotional?
Have you read the book of Philippians, Jesse?
I'm just curious.
I'll answer that if you answer my question.
Have I read the book of Philippians? I've read Philippians.
Who's the author of Philippians?
I'm not into it like that. I have no idea. And frankly,
but I thought you're like a Christian. You like reading the Bible.
So I'm not into the Bible like that.
Oh, not into the Bible. Right. Okay, so what is your Christianity?
I read the Bible. My witness window?
Like, how do you know you're a Christian if you don't read the Bible?
Because I live from the kingdom of heaven within, the word made flesh.
Wait, how do you know that?
Because I can see it.
Explain.
The word made flesh, but if you read the Bible, you don't know it.
So.
It's the kingdom of heaven within?
Okay. How?
It's like, the kingdom of heaven within.
What? No.
It's the kingdom of heaven within.
I got one question.
You guys are my guests. You're the smart guys.
It's
the kingdom
smart,
of heaven within.
Chance. When you,
it's the kingdom of heaven within. No, answer that for me first.
I can't answer the question because I'm trying to learn.
No,
some
answer
more.
That. I'll let you answer my. I'll answer yours.
Is the kingdom of heaven within?
Yeah.
I'm curious to what you define as the kingdom of
heaven. No, just answer the question, then I'll tell you.
I can't.
It's the kingdom of heaven within.
I don't know what you mean by the kingdom of heaven.
How about
Jesse?
You? You got, it's the kingdom of heaven
you
within.
You know I have no idea what you're thinking up there. You know
what,
that.
What? Like, can you explain it?
Kingdom of heaven can be like, you know, dead cats.
So what is, I'm you curious, what is the kingdom
so
of heaven?
So you don't know that the kingdom of heaven is within?
Teach us, Jesse. If we're
educate
not,
me. No, educate
I'm
me.
Not here to teach you. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn from you. You're my guest, and you're helping people around the country. So, people are going to be watching this, and they need your help.
And Jesse,
so
guess
you
what?
Don't
we
know
we
that
need
the
your help right
heaven.
Now.
That's what I'm saying. Help us to help them.
Educate us.
Help me to help them. It's okay.
You guys are my guests. I don't have time. I can't be helping y'all.
Oh, why not? We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
I don't have time.
That's a big number.
We got a lot of time, Jesse. What are you talking about?
You ain't got to send me more questions, though.
Let me ask this. One more thing about that, and then I need to move on.
Let's go ahead.
Is the Bible the word of God or the word from God?
Boy, that's a tricky question. that's like a two-part, boom, boom, like two-piece combo. Is the Bible of what?
Is the Bible the word from God or is the Bible the word of God?
What is the difference?
Please tell me what's the difference in that statement.
You mean to ask a friend what you think?
I say yes to both.
What do you say?
Yes to both.
Is the Bible the word of God?
Is meaning, the Bible, the word Bible from God or of God?
So, of God meaning it's telling the story of God, and from God means God communicated the story.
Basically.
That what you're asking?
Are you asking me a question or answering?
Well, I'm trying to answer it by asking the question.
You guys are experts. What's wrong with you?
We're not experts. Who told us we were experts?
I don't know what producer
you're the adult. Expert. You should be teaching.
But I ain't signed off on that one.
You're the older man. You should be teaching the younger man about things.
What made you say I'm the older man? You guys are the wise young men.
Of course not. That's why we're here to learn from you.
But how are you guys helping? You guys have a very popular podcast.
Yeah.
You got all kind of people you interview, and you talk to men, to people about spirituality and all that, men's stuff.
Yeah.
But so I brought you here so you could talk to men about men's stuff.
Yeah, but we want to make it clear, though.
That's why we're talking to you, because we want to be clear.
Yeah, but when you ask us these questions, we want to make sure we're giving you the best answer we can give, not just like, cool.
Right, so give me the best answer you can give.
So when I ask you to further define your question, you can't be like, nah.
How do you define a question?
You just go into more depth. If I say that chair is a color, I'm like, what color? I ain't going to be like, oh, no, if the chair has a color or not. Like,
so when
color.
I ask you what is a man, you can answer that. How can I define?
And I asked you to answer the question.
How would I define what? What mean what? Is mean is. Man, man,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. That was good. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. 10 points for you. Yeah, 10 points for you. I'll give you that
one. Y'all going to college on affirmative action?
All right, now you're getting ridiculous. Now I'm going to turn it up, just. I'm being nice. But apparently, I'm a Christian guy, so I'm being nice.
No, don't be nice. Be you.
All right.
Yeah, be you.
This guy said affirmative action. No respect.
No respect at all, though.
What do you mean?
Jesse, I have a question for you. You mind me asking, or do you want to answer your question? Why do you have so much animosity towards Black Americans?
I don't have any at all.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Because just throughout this conversation, you've made a lot of sly comments in regards to Black Americans.
Like what, for example?
Like you were just saying, like in regards to this point about affirmative action.
Yeah, so why
would you just throw out affirmative action? I'm just curious.
But don't Black people love affirmative action?
See, how did you don't answer questions. You ask a question with other questions.
Well, the reason I brought it up, because I know Black people into affirmative action.
Okay. And where did you learn that from?
It's all over the world. And just really? Everybody know about it.
I didn't know, so obviously that's wrong.
So Blacks don't believe in affirmative action?
You said every Black...
Not all, but most.
What's most?
Is affirmative action a negative thing?
Affirmative action, negative or positive? Man, this is a great question. I mean, how much time do you have?
Is it negative?
I think affirmative action has its pros and has its cons, depending on what you believe, right? So, for example, when you have situations where in, let's say, 1950s, I'm just going way back, when you have certain schools like University of Alabama which did not allow Black students to go into the university. So they literally had laws on the books where Black students couldn't go into university. Do you believe that, or do you agree?
I don't know about that particular school, but I do know what you're talking about.
I believe it was George Wallace, but I could be mistaken, but there was the governor of Alabama actually tried to stop students from integrating into the University of Alabama.
Yeah, the Democrat, George Wallace.
Okay, so perfect. So in that situation, the University of Alabama made laws where Black students couldn't go to the university, right?
Right.
And then eventually, you know, 65, Civil Rights Bill was passed, so now Blacks, legally speaking, should be integrated into these schools. But then some of these schools in the South, unfortunately, did not want to allow certain Blacks to go into the schools. So if creating a policy mandating these universities to allow these Blacks into the school for the sake of equality and for sake of...
What's equality?
Well, I think equality is giving everybody equal opportunity. So I don't believe equality of outcome. Like, I don't believe in equality of outcome. I believe in equality of opportunity, right? Everyone should get a shot. Doesn't mean everybody should win the game, but everyone should get a shot.
What did the white people have at their school that the Blacks wanted?
So what?
What did the Black people have?
What
did the white people have at their schools that the Black people wanted that they have to do the equality thing?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think it could be a myriad of things. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that when you look at the distribution of resources following Reconstruction, because Reconstruction failed, and look at the distribution of resources that unfortunately a lot of these minority schools didn't have as many resources as the...
What type of resources?
Like in regards to the quality of teachers, in regards to books, in regards to staff.
Oh, they only had Black teachers, huh?
Yes, a lot of those.
And so the Blacks needed better teachers, meaning that they needed white teachers?
No, white better doesn't mean color, Jesse. Like, for example,
what do you mean by, so beforehand they only had Black teachers, so they didn't have the same quality.
No.
And so they went to white schools to get white teachers so they have quality.
No, so let me break it down to you. So in regards to resources, right, so you can take teacher A and teacher B, whatever color they are, if you give teacher A 50 books to read and to study to process a teacher's student versus teacher B, you give them only 5 books to process a teacher's students. Obviously, the teacher with more resources will do a better job. So unfortunately, what happened, like I said, a lot of these schools, like the Harvards, the Yale, these Ivy League schools in the Northeast, a lot of the teachers were given a lot of different resources.
Who told you that?
Well, it's history. You don't.
No, maybe, who told you that?
Well, many different people. Who? Right? So the first thing I would go to
Sheila
is
Sheila Jackson Lee.
I think
you know who she is.
No,
I heard that name before.
I've heard of her name before.
She's the black congresswoman out of Houston.
She oh,
is.
Really?
She is.
Oh,
Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you guys live, right?
I hope. I wish.
Yeah. You live in Houston, right?
H-Town, baby.
H-Town.
East Town.
Nah, you won't do it. You gotta do it. You gotta make an H. Put that thumb away. Put the thumb away. Jesus Christ. You know, he can't follow directions. He can't follow directions.
Lord. I told you I'm black and slow.
Nah.
So let me ask, are you a beta male or an alpha male?
You recently learned what that word meant.
Remind me what that word means.
In regards to just like the hierarchy, like the alpha males are guys on top, the beta males are guys on the bottom.
Alpha.
You're an alpha male. Yes, sir. And how about you? Are you beta or alpha?
I'm curious. What do you think, Jesse?
No, I don't know. I don't know you. I'm learning you. Are you beta or alpha?
Beta.
I believe I'm alpha.
What makes you alpha?
I think in regards to proactivity, in regards to initiative, in regards to direction, I don't think I need anybody to give me direction, focus, proactivity, ambition, drive in life. I just simply do it on my own.
Exactly. And you say you're an alpha male?
Yes, sir.
And what makes you an alpha male?
Just like how Fee said, I think I have a purpose in my life, and I know I get up every morning, have that motivation without nobody knowing. Nobody knows exactly what the work we put in. I don't need to show it off. I just go because I want exactly what we've been working hard for, so.
Do you have sex out of wedlock?
Huh?
You have sex out of wedlock?
Man, my mama watching.
How did he go from college? No, Sheila Lee Jackson.
The reconstruction. I'm like, what's going on with this guy? My mother is watching this. Oh, Jesus. This man's out of control. And you don't wait till it get good. We're in the meat of the conversation. Just to keep him in. I see what he got going on. I see producers. I know what y'all doing. He just read. That question must be in bold and red.
So what's the answer?
Huh?
What's the answer?
No further questions, please. No further questions, please. I'll plead the fifth. No further. Where's my camera? No further questions, please. I appreciate it.
How about you?
Do I have sex out of wedlock? No.
And why not?
Ever since I became a believer, as best as I can, I try to follow God with all that I can do. So in that area of life, I try my absolute best. But a year later, this may be a whole different answer. So I try my best, Lord. Wait, I have a question. So, like. Yeah. You obviously believe sex out of wedlock is wrong.
Yes.
And you haven't been married.
No.
So you have not had sex in about 40 years?
30 years.
30 years? Yes. No sex whatsoever?
Right. Once I became a Christian.
So no sex?
Right.
No pornography?
No. I've never been into that stuff.
30 years.
Isn't that amazing?
No lusting?
Is it?
Wait, I have a question.
No, no.
So you've...
Let me ask this.
Come on, that is getting ridiculous, dog. No lusting? Man, you can't tell me.
This guy is a liar.
Man, I need to go through your whole history, dog.
You go to Jesse Lee's history. You got months deleted.
Let me ask you this.
Clear browser here.
Good question. Is it possible for a son of God to have sex out of wedlock, to lust, and to do all that as a son of God? Is that possible?
Because your human form, yes.
No, as a son of God, in that part.
You also are still a human form. So, not giving an excuse, but you also in human form, it's human nature to go away from God, meaning to have sex, to do drugs, to do all these things. So you're finding your old self, your old human, every single day, time, second. So, yes.
And what did you say?
Yes.
As a son, a born-again son of God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can I answer? Can I elaborate on that point?
Yeah.
Do you mind? So in the book of 1 John, the author John says in chapter 2, in the very beginning, he said, I am writing these things so that you may not sin. Mm. So very clearly, like as believers, as sons of God, as daughters of God, like we are called to not sin.
Yes.
But then John continues by saying, but if anyone does sin, he has an advocate for him in the Father through Christ. So even though we do sin, that there's grace abound for us to not sin, I mean to forgiveness when we do sin, but also to encourage us to not sin.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, what is sin?
Any wrongdoing.
Where you get that from?
The Bible.
The Bible
Jesse,
says.
Don't you
sin,
have a church?
Church here? I'm really
we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Just, you get really out of control.
How do you not know these fundamental principles of Christianity?
Let me ask you this: in the Bible, does it say those things? I mean, what do you say sin is?
Any wrongdoing.
So does it say in the Bible any wrongdoing is a sin?
I can't pinpoint it off the top of my head.
Well, where'd you get that from then?
The Bible.
You read in the Bible where it says, any wrongdoing is a sin.
Yes, in that phrase.
You read that in the Bible?
Yes.
You too?
In word for word? I haven't read that word for word, but in regards to the biblical commands, God gives, like, there's two types of sins, sins of commission and the sins of omission, right? So there's certain things that God says do not do, right? And then when you do those, that's the sins of commissions. So, for example, like, all throughout all the New Testament, there's laws that God says do not do, right? And it is a sin of omission where God says to do it, and then you refuse to do so. So then there's situations like that.
And the Bible doesn't talk about commission and omission?
So let me give you an example. Can I give you an example?
No, just tell me first, because I'm talking about just showing me the clock.
Okay, yeah.
And the Bible doesn't talk about commission.
Well, these are deep.
Give me a yes or no.
No.
And the Bible doesn't talk, but where do you get commission and omission?
Because I thought you were a pastor, so I thought this was simple, like, jargon that you would understand, but maybe I need to, you know, break it down for
those that are watching.
Okay,
where
cool.
do you get commission, omission? So it's not in the Bible, right?
Great. So in theology,
it's not in the Bible, right?
The word itself is not in the Bible.
Commission, omission, not in the Bible.
And let me explain where I get it from.
Thank
you. So in the schools of theology, we create words to define certain behaviors. So what you do is you read the Bible, you see patterns, and you create words to describe the patterns. So, for example, when God told the people of Israel to invade the land of Canaan, and they said, no, we're not going to do it because they're giants and we're small, that's a sin of omission. It's a behavior that we use to codify that.
What is it? Name some sins for me.
Lying, lusting, murder, false witness, accepting bribes.
And you're saying that a son or a daughter of God would still do some of those things?
I think, yes.
You saying the same thing?
Yes.
Of course.
I got to ask, a lot of men, and I'm glad you guys are here because a lot of men need your help.
Need your help too, Jesse.
A lot of men are looking for a dream woman. They're looking for a dream woman. What's your dream woman?
What's my dream woman? Man, Lord, let me get my list out. No, I mean, I think my dream woman is, you know, obviously I got to be attracted to her. She got to be a Christian as well. But she has to have a great personality, loving, caring, kind heart, someone who's really patient, not only with me, but just in life in itself. Really, just that character is really what it is. If she's
so
attractive,
you never
have that
get
character.
A woman there, right?
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm right there with you. Just, I'm right there
you
with you.
You don't have to make a woman.
I'm right there with you. I'm like, man, goddamn. It's crazy.
What's your dream woman?
I think it's somebody who you're attracted to physically, has a similar spirituality, and has a character that is healthy and benefits your life.
What do women want from men?
I'm still trying. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What do women want from men?
Why don't we ask that? Kelly, what do women want from men?
No, you.
I'm not a woman. Why don't you ask? You have a lovely.
You don't know what women want from men?
I can generally. Want me to generally speak from what I believe?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that women would probably want stability. That's the biggest thing, stability.
What do women want from men?
I would say to add on that, a protector as well.
Do you date white women?
Do I what? Listen, your question
you
is really
women?
Ridiculous. I date women.
How about a white one?
I haven't dated a white woman in a very long time.
So you have dated a white woman?
In high school.
You date white women?
Yeah.
Would you marry a white woman?
Yeah, she loves God and she's dope and she fits my culture.
She's
why
dope?
Not? Yeah.
Would you marry a white woman?
I don't see that happening in my future. I mean, I don't see it happening. I just don't. God has to knock me off my head. I just don't see it happening.
And so why not?
Because I'm really, really attractive to black women.
Oh, okay.
How about you like black women?
Uh-huh.
You
how
do?
About you?
Well, you do?
Yeah.
Man, Jesse.
Jesse.
Like, y'all don't know, Jesse. That's a tough one. There's a lot more white chairs in here, Jesse. It's a lot more. I'm just saying. There's a lot more white chairs in here.
What's your impression of black women today?
What do you, oh Lord. Oh, see, that's a bait question. Nah, not that one. Nope. No, I'll go back to my dream woman before you do that one. Nah, that's a nice try right there. That's a sensational try. But no, they're queens. These women are very, very strong.
Look at Jesse's face.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah.
They're Jesse queens. Jesse almost got a heart attack. Yeah. That
queens
from hell or heaven.
Whoa, what?
Oh my
are
God.
Are they queens from
so
hell?
So wait, Tom, how are you attracted to a black woman and you think they're from hell?
No, I asked.
Oh, okay.
You mean like a queen from hell or heaven?
Heaven. What do you think?
No, I didn't call them. I don't see them as queens, so I don't think.
Okay. What do you see?
So why do you say that they're a queen?
Because they are strong.
Jesse is so funny.
Jesse is so funny.
What makes them strong?
We look forward to this
What
day,
you mean?
Man.
What makes them strong?
Are women stronger than men?
You're talking about physically?
No. I'm talking about the strength you're talking about.
Oh, I think man and women can have that same strength.
Are black women stronger than men?
I wouldn't. This boy here, dog. I see what he got going on, man. You good. You really good. I see why the show is here. Next question.
Yo, you need to give Kelly such a raise, because I don't know how people come here.
That's what I'm saying.
I love you, though, Jesse. I love
this good.
Man,
this is good.
You deserve all the money in the world for your amazing
give
work.
Give her a raise. Come on.
Are women stronger than men?
Physically? No.
No, not physically.
Emotionally?
Period.
Depending on the woman.
Yep.
You think there are women who are stronger than men?
Do I believe that there is a woman who's stronger than a man emotionally? Yeah, that's common sense. It's very weak men and there's strong women. You don't believe so, Jesse?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
No such thing as a strong woman, just weak men.
So what? So there's no thing as a strong woman?
Right.
So it's just
where's
weak
Kelly?
Men. So where's Kelly?
Do you think she's a strong woman?
So you think it's just weak women? That's it?
No such thing as a strong woman but weak men. I'm moving really fast because of time.
No, go ahead. Speed round. Let's go speed round.
Oh, I got to ask you this first.
You got to ask me this one. Okay. I'm the one. I'm the summit. Okay.
Should men tell women about their problems? Should men talk to women about their problems?
If it's a healthy and correct way, yes.
What do you say?
I ditto that.
You did? What does that mean?
Like, I agree. Mimic.
I agree.
Do you believe in the order of God?
What is the order of God, Judge? You mean
you
man, female? I know what you mean. You mean male, female, child, animal, demon? that's
the
order of God.
You believe in the order of God?
Jesse, you see, there's words that I say that you're like, you have never heard before. And
no, I heard all those words.
Okay.
Before. Believe me, you haven't said one word I haven't heard.
Sure.
So listen. Sounds good.
You believe in the order of God?
By Hafiz's definition, yes.
So do you believe in God, Christ, man, woman, and children?
In regards to family.
Do you believe
yes.
that?
But in regards to society.
Are men over women?
No, not in regards to society. That makes no sense.
That's a good setup question, though. It's good.
You don't believe that men are over women?
Where did you learn that from, Jesse? No,
you don't believe in the order of God?
I'm curious. Where
from
did
the
you,
order of God.
Where did you learn that from?
I'm asking you, do you believe that first? Then I can tell you.
Okay. In regards to family, yes. In regards to society, no. But where did you learn
why
that
Why do you
from?
Say no to that?
You told me if I answered my question, you answered
Why do you say no to that?
I'll answer that if you answered my previous question.
No, you might guess. Come on. Why do you say no to that?
Are you begging for answers to that?
No, hold on.
She's giving me the time.
Okay, yeah.
And we're totally running out of time.
That's all good.
And I have so many things I want to ask you guys about.
Okay.
So do you believe in the order of God?
Do I believe in your order of God?
No, God's order.
I believe in regards to family, yes. But in your definition of God's order, I believe you could not point a single verse in the Bible just
to
find your point.
So you say yes, men should talk to women about their problem?
Yes, if it's a healthy relationship, yes.
And you say yes, too?
Yes, if it's
healthy. What's a healthy relationship?
Healthy and correct way. That means you shouldn't be going out there screaming, telling about themselves, telling their mama first, and then so the mama can relate to them, going behind people's back. All that is unhealthy.
What's the role of a man in a relationship?
To me, role of a man's relationship is definitely somebody that can protect, a leader as well, and that's a lead in family, in character, in community, in church. Like, if you do those two things and provide stability, that is the role of a man to me.
So, real fast, because of time, are you guys conservatives or liberals, Democrats or Republicans?
We'll let the audience decide.
What are you? Are you a Democrat?
We'll let the audience decide.
They can't decide. They don't know you.
Obviously, they spent 50 minutes with me. They
are you a Democrat?
A I'm not going to answer your question. I'm curious what the audience is going to say.
Are you a Democrat?
I plead the fifth, dog. This man Jesse crazy. Bro. I'll see what you got
Did
going
you
on,
vote
man.
For the Great White Hope?
Who?
The Great White Hope.
You talking about Jesus? Boom, baby.
You're close. He is a brother of Jesus, that's for sure.
He's a brother. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
What is a Great White Hope, Jesse?
President Trump.
I know, we're just joking.
President Trump.
Oh.
We heard you use this pitch before, so.
Did you vote for him?
I care not to share what I voted for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
I plead the fifth.
you guys just don't want anyone to know where you stand politically?
I think it would be interesting for people to decide. I think I could share it, but I think it would be more interesting for your viewers and for the show if they decided themselves that we give it to them.
Is he doing a good job? Can you answer that?
President Trump?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, that's subjective. I'm not even gonna get called into that one. See, that's, I almost took the bet on that. Because Jesse was ready for me. Already. Next question, Jesse.
Do you support socialism?
Next question, Jesse.
How about you?
Do I support socialism?
Yes.
No.
What?
I don't support socialism.
Oh, good. Why not?
I just believe that equality of outcome is unhealthy, and at times, you know, it has a good heart, but unfortunately, it a lot of times leads to more damage than good.
What are some of the things you wish black people understood?
I think I wish all people understood.
How about
Jesse?
Black ones?
Let's go black. I would wish that black people understand to not generalize other people based upon ethnicity, background, political ideology, religious worldviews. I think if all people, including black people, including yourself, would be more kind, more open, more caring, and more respectful of people, the world would be a better place.
Do you believe racism exists?
Yes.
You have proof of it?
I have experience from it.
Give me an example.
So I was in a city. I'm not going to say the city, but I was in a city. And we was going to a lounge or whatever, and it was a group of white guys was in front of us, and it was a group of like three of my friends who were black, and those guys got into go into the lounge, and we didn't. And if we wanted to get in the lounge, we had to pay extra like $50 each to get into the lounge.
How do you know that?
Because that's what they told us.
And that's your proof of racism?
That is my experience with racism.
So
yes.
That's your proof of racism?
Yes, that's my experience.
Amazing.
He said that like that. It took a while for him to say that. So we didn't
say
that.
I know.
Yeah, we didn't say that amazing.
Do you celebrate Black History?
Black History? What's
Black
History?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
Black History Month? Do I celebrate it?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
How does one celebrate Black History Month?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
How do you celebrate
it? What college did y'all go to? A black college?
Does that matter?
Do you celebrate Black History Month? Like, February?
Like, do I have a parade?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
Jesse, how do you celebrate Black History Month?
Do you celebrate Black History Month?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And July is White History Month. Do you celebrate White History Month?
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Yeah, so would you celebrate White History Month?
I mean, I know a lot of great white people.
Would you celebrate White History Month?
I do the same effort, kind of.
Would you celebrate White History Month?
I said, I know a lot of great white people, so if they were like, hey, come over and let's hang out, cool.
Would you celebrate White History Month?
I'll celebrate great birthdays.
You guys are millennials, right?
Yeah.
I've noticed that millennials are very talented. One half of them are very talented, but the other half is missing.
Okay.
What happened to them on the other half?
I think in life you have people who are talented and people who are untalented, every generation.
How come millennials seem to be that way?
Well, I think you're just being very biased.
Do you agree that the one half is very talented of the millennials?
What about your generation,
other half,
Jesse?
No, I'm asking, do you agree with me?
I don't know. I haven't quantified all millennials, so I can't say 50% are
good. And then talent is subjective.
What is talented? You mean can sing, can dance, can do
no,
math?
No, very talented, computer-wise, very creative. Mm-hmm. They have really upscale ideas about, like you guys do with your show. Mm-hmm. I think that's a talented thing that you do.
Oh, wow, you like
Thank
it?
You.
Yeah.
You've what? Never seen it?
Yes, I have.
You did?
You interview a lot of folks.
Name three.
I can't remember. I'm black and slow, remember? But listen.
See, that black and slow thing makes it like, okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah. You do good, Jesse. I get what you're doing right
And
here.
So you're very talented, but I noticed the other half is missing. What happened to the other half?
Jesse, like I said, we don't know what data you're getting. I would love after the show you give me all the statistics that you brought up during the show.
What is the goal of your podcast?
The goal of our podcast.
I love Jesse, man.
Jesse,
so
man, this is fun. But the goal, of, like at least from my personal experience, I think the goal of our podcast is definitely not only to help myself become a better man, get better character-wise, but also bring awareness to certain situations that don't have that much light, and then also just help as many people as possible, especially men, because we know that. For us, we have a purpose and desire to really help out men physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all those things. So that is my goal. We helped one guy in the last week, then I say, Hafiz, we're doing a sensational job.
So I think it's time to heat up this interview. I need to throw my guests in the hot seat.
Wait, what? I'm in a lukewarm seat? That'd be ridiculous.
The hot seat. So I need you guys to answer as quickly as possible.
Ooh. I can try my best, Jesse. But if I say next question, don't get mad at me. So, you know that right now. We good? We good on the rules? Okay, cool.
Okay. Do black people in America have enough rights?
This guy's trying to get the clickbait, boy.
That clickbait is crazy.
He's trying to get the thumbnail title. The roommates talk. Yeah. Black people not having rights.
Next question. Just you know, dang well, I'm not answering that question.
Would you date an ugly woman?
No.
No.
That was easy.
Is it okay for a boss to tell employees to cut their fro?
No, it's not.
Is it okay for a boss to tell an employee to cut their fro?
Unfortunately, if it's his company, he can do whatever he wants. Not saying it's right.
Do women in America have enough rights?
Next question. You think what? This man's just ridiculous. Dog. This man's ridiculous. I know y'all have a ball with me. I know y'all have a ball, man. I just want to sit right here all day.
Do women in America have enough rights?
Next question, Jesse.
Do women in America have enough rights?
Next question. Thank you, Jesse. Lord. Y'all don't have to edit all this out. Jesse.
If someone in America hate America, should they leave?
If that makes you the most healthy, happiest person, then yes.
If someone in America hate America, should they leave?
If that makes you, if you want to leave, you should leave, Jesse.
No, if someone in America hates America, should they leave?
Ask them.
Is college worth it?
Depends. Most times, I think it's not immediately after school.
Has the great white hope been good for black people?
Next question, Jesse.
You can just go ahead and skip the question. You know we're not
going to answer. You already know. Like, you hear, like, man, they're not going to answer that. They're not going to answer that. But you just, you ask it anyway.
Do you want to visit mommy Africa?
Huh?
Do you want to visit mommy Africa?
Why can't it just be Africa? Jesse, what color is up?
No,
Jesse, bro, what, that's ridiculous.
Who hurt you?
That's what I'm saying.
Who hurt you, Jesse?
Do you want to visit mommy Africa?
What is mommy Africa? The continent of Africa?
Was Jesus black or white?
Jesse, you gotta answer these questions, man.
Was Jesus black or white?
Jesse, man. Jesse, what's going on? Who hurt you?
Was Jesus black or white?
What did black people do?
I'm running out of time. Was Jesus black or white?
Why don't you go ahead and go back and get a time machine, go back in time, grab your iPhone, take a picture.
Was Jesus black or white?
And let me know. I believe Jesus was Jewish.
What do you say? Was Jesus black or white?
I believe he was darker than what the movies are, but I don't know if he's necessarily African, black, and or Caucasian.
Who is your
white.
Dream podcast guest?
Oh, my God. See, that's a good-ass question, Jesse. That's, man, it's been how many minutes? That is a good question. Mine is LeBron James.
Mine has the same initials as you. But he's way better. No offense. Jordan B. Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
Man, I had a ball. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you have fun?
I love this, man. I look forward to this for a long time.
Thank you guys for coming. You have an announcement you want to make? Is this how you get your podcast? Which is Saturday, yeah. When you're on tour or whatever?
If you guys enjoyed the content, if you guys enjoyed us conversing with Jesse, want to learn more, join our community, check out the Roommates Podcast. My name is Hafiz.
Chris, the star of the show, baby.
And we're joined by our guest.
Jesse Faber. Thank you guys for coming.
Oh my Lord.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe, and tweet, all right? And we have all type of merch online there. You can get this shirt and other from thefallenstate.tv. Let me hear from you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Next time on The Fallen State.
How did you come to believe in Jesus?
I had my own business, my own house, lovely wife. But I realized I was part of the ultimate statistic. 10 out of 10 die. So I was very happy as a non-Christian, this big happiness bubble. But I realized the sharp pin of reality was going to prick it. I could die. My mum and dad were going to die. My dog was going to die. Grandma had already died. Life is like a holding cell. We're waiting to be executed. We've got a nice blue roof with lighting. And I remember tears pouring down my cheeks as I just cried out, why? 6 months later, I was on a surfing trip. A young Christian was on the trip. He had a Bible. And so I embraced the Savior, became a Christian.
You are also a street preacher, right?
I got beaten up in Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica by a woman. She got 6 punches in before my team pulled her off. She said, let me get my handbag, and she got on a kidney punch.
Why didn't you defend yourself against her?
Because I'm a Christian, and the Bible says turn the other cheek.
So when your wife beat you up, you just let her beat you?
That's too private to talk about.
The Fallen State.
Watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.